Hi and welcome in. This is WYCE's Community Connection, and this is Station Manager Phil Tower. I'm very pleased to be in studio on this edition of WYCE's Community Connection with Carla Ludwig. Carla is the founder and executive director of Hope for Single Moms Grand Rapids, and I'm also in studio with Taryn Taplin, who is the event coordinator for a very big event happening just a few days from now, which is the Fashion for a Future banquet and fashion show happening here in Grand Rapids. But we're going to talk about Hope for Single Moms, first of all, because this is something that was, I guess, born out of your heart and a need. And I don't know the backstory here, Carla. So first of all, I want to welcome you both. Thanks for being here.
Thank you for having us.
Tell us the backstory. I only was made aware of Hope for Single Moms Grand Rapids when you and I were connected, and it sounds like it's a very impactful organization. How did it all start, Carla?
Well, like most nonprofits, it starts based on a personal story. So my husband and I had a daughter who became a single mom right after her freshman year of college. And she moved out of state to kind of get that fresh start. And we were going to financially assist her. And it didn't take long to realize it was going to be a struggle to provide well for her daughter. Not because she wasn't smart, not because she wasn't working hard, but because she lacked some career skills to get that higher paying job. You know, these days it takes at least a $40,000 income to support a mom and one child. So we need a few skills, and based on her experience as a student parent with a two-year-old at the time, going to college, we said, hey, what's happening here in Michigan? Nothing for moms who want to go to trade school or college. So I thought, well, hey, let's make it happen. And so here's Hope for Single Moms.
So it really was inspired by your daughter's challenges. It's tough enough being a college student, let alone a single mother and a college student. And, you know, you said something that really, I think, shocked some of our listeners, certainly caught me by surprise, is $40,000, which sounds like a lot of money, but if you look at the prices of rent here in Grand Rapids and just any place in the Midwest, it's extremely difficult to find affordable housing, let alone to be able to afford to live there and pay utilities and feed two mouths and work all at the same time.
Right.
A lot of challenges thrown at you.
Yeah, I mean, housing is a huge issue wherever you go. And you're right, you know, $40,000 sounds like a lot, and it is a lot. You know, we're talking at least $20 an hour. But when you look at the statistics, nearly half of single moms live in poverty. But they're hardworking women working minimum wage jobs. Mm-hmm. And 2 to 3. And we just think that women and children deserve better. They deserve to thrive. And for those who want to make it happen, we're here to remove barriers, provide encouragement, and the holistic program that makes them not only achieve economic independence, but keep it.
So how many years ago was this?
So we're in our 7th year.
Okay.
So we've
How's
got
your daughter
a little experience.
Doing now?
She is doing great. My granddaughter is 11.
Oh, my goodness.
And she is a 7th grader and a cheerleader. So what happened? She grew up.
She grew up.
That's not allowed.
She grew up.
Yes.
I would say your daughter is probably a great inspiration for a lot of other single moms. Carla, how did you grow it from there? You know, obviously, there are single moms in any community across the country. How did you begin connecting with single moms? Talk about the networking, if you will.
What we've really done is try to connect with just different area nonprofits that serve low-income families, and as well as churches, and just reach out and say, hey, once they have a stable foundation, meaning somewhere to live besides their car, not a huge debt, not addictions, refer them to us. But I would say the majority of our clients and women seeking help just call us from searching for single mom assistance on the web.
Oh, who knows who may reach out to you from hearing us on the radio right now. That would be fantastic. And I'm glad you made that distinction, because there are other service organizations in the community that do work with families that are struggling, homeless or unhoused people. I certainly know very well that that's a big challenge in this community. And some single parents or families are one job loss away from being homeless.
Yeah.
So it is a big challenge. And Carla, we didn't even talk about the child care piece in that.
Right.
It's a big piece of that as well, too, because if, like your daughter, someone's working three part-time jobs to bring in enough money, daycare or at least having someone to watch your child or your children is critical. So once you are working with a single mom who's come to Hope for Single Mom Grand Rapids, let's talk about that process. I heard you talk about earlier about how it's really important to have skills, especially skills that will pay well. Is that a big piece of this?
Right. So, we want to create the perfect storm of things you like to do, things you do well, and those things that will pay you for doing them. And so, with women who already have college credits, we say, hey, can we finish that degree? For women who don't have college experience or maybe need to get into the workforce in quicker, we really look at certificate programs. The majority of those can be completed in 6 to 9 months, so you have less school debt and you enter the workforce. And oftentimes those are $18 to $21 an hour jobs, and it would be a year or two and they'd be in that $20 an hour bracket.
Which is pretty impressive. And it really comes down to making sure there's not challenges of homelessness, and poverty is a huge part of this. As I'm looking at the statistic on Hope for Single Moms Grand Rapids, HMSGR.org is the website, by the way. Nearly half of the children of single mom families live in poverty. That's a really striking statistic. But it's not surprising. It is a big challenge. It's tough to be a single parent, regardless of your situation. So I'm really glad that we're learning about this. You have an important training coming up. And I do want to talk about your signature event, which is just a few days away, Fashion for a Future, which sounds like a wonderful night. And we're going to give you the date, our listeners, for the 2024 event. Because unless you are a friend of Carla's and you twist her arm, you're probably not going to get in on the 28th. That's the date for Fashion for a Future. I just wanted to see Dave Rosma in a dress. That's what I was hoping for. Or maybe not. And I know my friend Shelley Irwin's going to be there. Jennifer Firestein is your MC.
Mm-hmm.
And I know Jennifer, so it sounds like a great event. But I want to go back to what you had told me before we started recording on this program. By the way, we're speaking with Carla Ludwig. She is the executive director and founder of Hope for Single Moms here in Grand Rapids. And Taryn Taplin is with us as well. She is the event coordinator, just kind of kicking back, no nerves, as she's a few days away from the Fashion for a Future event. Thumbs up at this point, right, Taryn?
Yes, absolutely. Two thumbs up, actually.
By the way, let's, before we jump into the training, which is really important because you are looking for people who can help with Hope for Single Moms, let's give the date for the fashion for this year's Fashion for a Future is the 28th of September. But what's the date for next year if people want to get involved? Maybe they'd like to help support, sponsor a table or more?
The date for next year's event is September 26th.
Thank you for correcting on the fly there, Carla. For our listeners at home keeping score, that's September 26th.
Okay. My brain is scrambled from this year.
That's quite all right. There's a lot of numbers in there. September 26th. And do you already have a venue for next year?
Yes. Next year's event will be held at the GOE Center.
Okay. At the GOE Center, which is at Butterworth, I believe, here in Grand Rapids. Let's go back to Hope for Single Moms, because any great nonprofit organization that serves people, as you do, serve single moms, it takes an army of volunteers and really dedicated volunteers. But there's some training involved, Carla. Can you talk about that? Because, I mean, obviously you need these resources, these volunteers to to help come alongside these single moms, right?
Right. I think that's what's the most encouraging part. Hope for Single Moms is 100% donor funded, and it is 100% volunteer staffed. And so the success stories we have wouldn't happen without the West Michigan community supporting us. For those people who want to work directly with our families, they do need to go through a background check, but we also want to make sure that they receive the training and feel confident being an advisor. You know, I like to say that it's like loving your daughter. So if you've been a mom and you want to mentor a single mom, you probably have all the experience you need. There's just some paperwork. But for people who want to do other things, we have everything available from in-person to remote. But specifically, we have that mentor training coming up in October, October 16th. The first training is in person, and there is a manual, and then we'll go virtual from there.
October 16th, and they can learn more at hsmgr.org,
yes.
Right? Okay. You can also, by the way, hint, hint, make a secure donation there to support Hope for Single Moms here in Grand Rapids. Are there physical needs? Like, obviously, a single mom may have a toddler, may have a newborn, may need a car seat. Are there ever needs like that that you put the word out for?
Absolutely. So we do several different things. We do a back-to-school drive. We do Christmas gifts. And then we'll let people know about other needs that may come up. Generally speaking, that involves getting some type of laptop so mom can have good equipment for school. And oftentimes it means getting a better used car. So this year, mm-hmm. like the last 2 years, we'll be raising money to buy one of our clients a better used car.
There might be somebody out there with a used car they were thinking about selling that they could even potentially donate, right?
We would love a donated car.
Yeah. Absolutely. Again, hsmgr.org. I've been meaning to ask, and we've got about a minute or two left here. In terms of the typical single mom you serve, is it someone who's in their 20s, someone who's in their 30s, or does it vary depending on life situation?
It's pretty variable. Initially, most of our clients were in their 20s, but we just recently onboarded four new families, and they come out of difficult marriage situations, and so they're in their early 30s. We even have a grandma that we've worked with who has custody of our grandchildren. So we're here to serve in whatever capacity people need.
Good for that, grandma. And, you know, I'm really glad you said that, because someone could become a single parent for all kinds of reasons. Unfortunately, there could be domestic abuse or violence. There could be a divorce situation. There could be a death. There could be just an estranged father who's just out of the picture. So a lot of present or possible circumstances there that would create that. But it doesn't matter. The need is there and the opportunity is there. And as you heard Carla Ludwig say, October 16th is the opportunity for training. And like you said, there's probably a lot of empty nester moms out there who feel the need to support a young single mom, and really how rewarding that would be. Again, it's hsmgr.org, hsmgr.org, Hope for Single Moms here in Grand Rapids. Any final words of wisdom you want to share with our listeners, Carla?
I just think that everyone has a life experience, a talent, a skill that they can share to make West Michigan a better place. And when we help children thrive by helping their moms get a career education, we're building not only brighter futures for the children, but a better West Michigan.
No doubt about it. Well, thank you for starting this. Thank you for sharing this with our listeners. And as you heard Taryn say, next year, Fashion for a Future at the GOE Center on September 26th. You can already put that on your calendar, and you can even look at potentially securing your table as well. hsmgr.org. Thanks again. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Phil.
Thank you.
That's been our program for this week, WYCE's Community Connection. Thanks for listening. We'll catch you next week.